The Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Yotes asks a very strong question. He asks, we find the Chazal, that Chazal say, Kol ha'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatron. Whoever says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just takes an Avera and he just passes over it. The Gemara ends off with a terrible klala, a terrible curse on such a person. Because everything Hashem does is with Mishpat. Hatzur tamim pa'alaki chol derachav mishpat. Everything is with din. There's no such thing as a freebie that Hashem looks away from an avera. And that, the Gemara says, a terrible klala if someone says Hashem looks away from an avera. Freik the Mesilas Yesharim, is the Mesilas Yesharim, but yet we learn in Mefurish Gemara that kol ha'maver al midoisav, ma'virin mimenu kol pshav. Whoever lets something slide away, if someone does something not good to him, he lets it slide. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets his Averis slide away. So, Frek the Mesilas Yesharim. This is an open contradiction. On one hand, we learn that if someone says HaKadosh Baruch Hu just lets an Averis slide away, that's like Mamish Kfira. It's a terrible klal on such a person. And on the other hand, we have a Chazal that if somebody goes ahead and he lets things slide away, what someone does to him, for example, someone goes and parks their car right next to his driveway, very close to his driveway. Does he have a right to go over to the person and give him mussar and say in a strong tone of voice, you did the wrong thing, you know what you did to me? He has a right to do that. But if he lets things slide, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ma'virin mimenu kol pshav, he'll let the person's avera slide away. How do these two things go together? So the Mesilas Yesharim answers something so powerful and so strong that we all need to hear as we're coming into the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah, Bekarev Mamish. Mesilas Yesharim says that of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything with Mishpat, and whoever says he does a freebie, that's Mamish like Kfira. He says, but we know that Chazal say all the time that Hashem does everything mida k'negin mida. Hashem acts measure for measure. What you do, how you act to someone else, Hashem acts back to you. So therefore, Zokta Mesilas Yesharim, if you act to a person that even though they did something to you, that you have a right to be upset, but yet you look away, so when you stand in din on Rosh Hashanah in front of Hashem, Hashem says, I'm not looking away. Those things get pushed away by itself. But since you looked away from the things that people did to you, therefore you earned, and I repeat the word, you earned that your judgment, I'm going to do the same thing to the Averis and the Beit Malachim that you created. Of course, when you did an Avera, you created something. You created like a bomb. You created like a mine. You created something. You created a koyach hara. And whoever says there's no such thing, it's just going to look away and fall away by itself. That's a terrible thing that Chazal say a klala. But such a person, who the way he acts with other people is, that he looks away from the things that they do to him. So Hashem says, I'm taking that bomb, and I'm destroying the bomb. I'm pushing it away. I'm taking those bad malachim and I'm destroying the bad malachim. Because since you look away from other people, you earned in your din that your din will be with rachamim. I'm going to push away the averes. Mida keneged mida. Measure for measure. And then Mesilas Yesharim ends and he says, that's what Chazal mean when they say, kol ha'merache malabriyos. Rachman alav min hashamayim, the Gemara in Shabbos. Whoever has rachmanis on people, then Hashem has rachmanis on him min hashamayim. And then the Gemara, like we once mentioned in a different shir, the Gemara ends with the terrifying word, v'chol she'enoi merachim ala b'riyos, ein merachman alav min hashamayim. Whoever doesn't have rachmanis on creatures, on people, then Hashem doesn't have rachmanis on him min hashamayim. Mesilas Yesharim explains over there in Perek Yotes, it's not just tam like a special punishment. If you don't have Rachmanis, you don't get Rachmanis back. It's if you don't have Rachmanis on other people, then you have to stand in din in regular Mishpat. In regular Mishpat, there is no Rachmanis. It goes with the din, what happened. You created a bad malach, you have to suffer the consequences. Rachman al-Itzlan. But if you have Rachmanis on other people, Zokta Mesilas Yesharim, So Hashem says, you earned now within that the same when you had mercy and you gave people extra stuff. You looked away from people. You gave them free stuff. You did good things to other people. Therefore, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to knock away your bad malachim. I'm going to give you good stuff that you don't deserve in din. Because now you do deserve it. Because you earned it. And the Mesil Sasharim says, the more you have rachmanis on someone, the more you're going to get that Rachmanis back from the Shemayim, the more he's going to push away your Averis. They go hand in hand. The little bit Rachmanis you have, you get a little bit of Rachmanis from Hashem. You do a lot of Rachmanis to people, you get a lot of Rachmanis from Hashem. And the Mesil Sasharim says these words. He says, Mi hu zeh, ve'ezehu. Who is the person that could say, I want to stand in din with Hashem exactly without me, the Rachmanis? He says, Mi hu zeh ve'ezehu. Which person could do that? Nobody can. So therefore, nobody should say, well, chesed is not my thing. Rachmanis is not my thing. If a person's chesed is not his thing, Rachmanis is not his thing, he better start making it his thing. A little bit at least, something. Because the little bit of chesed that he does, he'll automatically get a little bit of chesed back from Hashem. A little bit of rachmanis, a little bit more rachmanis, I'll get a little bit more rachmanis. But this is something that we have to internalize this message as we're about to start Slichas now. As we're coming, getting ready for Rosh Hashanah, we need the Midas HaRachamim. We need it. There's no other way that we could be Zeicha B'din. And I'll just end with this story. Rav Cheshkel Mekuzmir, who was a big Talmud of the Chazon of Lublin, he said, if someone is walking into Kol Nidre with his talis and kittel, and all of a sudden a yid comes over to him and says, I have a little problem I wanted to discuss. He says, Chas v'shalom, don't push him off and say, you know, now I'm going to Kol Nidre. You know what I'm saying? Now's not the time. Come to me later. He says, what do you mean? You're coming to beg Hashem for rachmanis. You want rachmanis from Hashem. If you want rachmanis from Hashem, he says, so go ahead and have rachmanis on the person. Hashem is sending you a person right now. You want Hashem to push you away? Hashem does everything mida keneged mida, measure for measure. And I'm going to end with one more story that somebody told me today on Rav Shlomo Gissinger, Zechrein Levracha, that he said, this person told me he was the gabbai. He is the gabbai in Rabbi Gissinger's shul in Zichron Yankov in Lakewood, New Jersey. And he said, we know that many shuls, after Musaf, have a break on Yom Kippur. He said it was after Musaf on Yom Kippur, and it was before Mincha on Yom Kippur. And, you know, people come in slowly, straggle back into shul slowly from the break. And he's the gabbai, he wants to start. And he's like getting ready, he wants to start. And Rabbi Gissinger told him to wait. So he asked Rabbi Gissinger, why? Why should I wait? It's the time. He said, because if we're not going to have rachmanis on all the people that are coming late back to shul after the break, how can we expect Hashem to have rachmanis on us? May we all be zeicha to be merachem al abriyas, and in that schos, we should all be zeicha to have true, true rachmei shamayim on us, and be zeicha to exceed v'chsim v'tayva.